Ted, how are you?
Great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. I haven't talked to you in a while. You've been well?
I've been busy.
Interesting story that I saw about the possibility that six local communities may seek a formal study to see what the benefits and challenges would be to be creating a regional fire agency. Talk about that.
Well, you know, we've been working more closely together with the six agencies that are in the core of the Lansing metro area, and that would be the fire departments in Lansing, East Lansing, Meridian, Delta, Delhi, and Lansing townships. And you know, we've got the Lansing Regional Metro Team. That's a hazardous materials incident response team, special rescue team. We train together. We do some joint purchasing. But I think we're ready to take it to the next step, which is to see if we can't operate, you know, more like one department as opposed to six separate departments.
Now, to formally start this study, what needs to be done? Have you met and decided yet?
We had a meeting on Monday, and what we have agreed to do is to request a grant from the Michigan Municipal League's foundation to fund half the study. We agreed to raise the balance of the funds among the jurisdictions to participate. All of that agreement, of course, is tentative. We've got to take it back to our respective elected boards and get their concurrence. We're optimistic that they will concur. And then we seek proposals from firms that do this kind of work. And, you know, we're optimistic that within, 120 days or so, we'll have some ideas. And the ideas may not be, may not suggest a full consolidation. There may be actions short of that that allow us to gain efficiencies and improve services, and that's really the goal.
Do you have a ballpark figure what the study could cost?
I could give you a range, and my guess is some of these studies have been done for as little as $50,000, and some of these studies would be, upwards of $150,000 or $200,000.
Any idea what you might be able to save by regionalizing fire and perhaps in the future police and other services?
Well, I would say that the fire chiefs and the unions have worked together on some options, and clearly the savings can be in the seven figures if each year, and that would get distributed among the six agencies. So it's the hope is that can be done without adversely affecting response times for emergency medical incidents or response times for fire and hazardous materials, because we don't think our residents deserve any lesser quality service, and it's I think incumbent upon us to present some options to our elected boards that deliver better services for less money. And
Ted, is there a model somewhere in the area for this type of regionalization of services?
I don't think any in Michigan. The chiefs have looked at a model in Colorado. They've looked at a model in Indianapolis. I know there's a model in the Pacific Northwest. There are several models out there nationally. None of them are alike. Each one of these models can be distinguished from another model. It depends very much on the unique characteristics of the metropolitan area. So, whatever we come up with, I'm sure will be unique to the strengths and needs of the greater Lansing area.
Ted, the possibilities seem endless. If you're telling me that just from fire's side of the situation you could save seven figures, imagine what could be saved if you did the same with police and other services.
Yeah, I don't know that all of this can be generalized. But, for example, we have agreed to consolidate dispatch centers, and that will happen later this year. The Lansing and East Lansing Dispatch Center will become one under the control of Ingham County. Over the course of 10 years or so, that can save money. I think that there are still some benefits for local control of certain services where one jurisdiction might want to have a higher level of service than other jurisdictions. And I think there's a compelling case to be made that bigger is not always cheaper. And, you know, you can point to some large jurisdictions around the state that are bigger, but not necessarily more efficient or cheaper. So I think we can't generalize these lessons, but clearly I think there's some opportunities here in fire and emergency medical service and rescue that we need to fully explore.
And Ted Staton is the East Lansing City Manager. Ted, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Have a good day.